MTV Cast.
Hey, it's Peter again. I am, I think, a little bit past hospital. Not sleeping in the sand on the side of a busy highway like 2017. Rolling along still. Man, that push to what is it, Chaco Trading Post, or just before Pueblo Pintada. I was not expecting a steady 50-mile-an-hour straight dead-on headwind along with 25-mile-an-hour gusts. So the timing for hitting that heat supply there was looking pretty close. And I don't use any like distance to Toronto point or whatever on my GPS device. And I know that the cues and the mileage are off on this section, but I thought I had adjusted them, but I was still like 2 miles short, and I was looking at the elevation, some elevation PDF of the section, and it looks like at 12 miles before the trading post, it should be a gentle downhill all the way. And I figured it's going to be close, but I'll make it. Then the wind keeps coming. I get to the top of what should be the last roller, and all I see in front of me are more rollers. And I was down, panic, but I am very urgent because the store closes at 8. The store is going to be very tight. It doesn't open till 8. And I only have food to make it maybe 30 minutes past the store. So if I don't make this resupply, there's no way I'm getting to Milan on 30 minutes of food. So I would basically have to stop there for 12 hours. Which in the grand scheme of things isn't that big of a deal, but it would be a significant chunk of time lost. So I am pushing like crazy, just like right on the red line, fighting the headwind, doing my best to get there. And I'm looking at my GPS, trying to gauge how many miles it is. And I kind of always look at things as a worst case scenario. So as I'm getting close, I'm using the little mileage marker in the bottom of the screen and trying to gauge that against how far away it is to the waypoint that I know the train bus is at. So it's a little bit subjective. And for like 15 minutes, I'm like, oh no, I'm not going to make it. And I'm just sprinting and standing up on all the climbs. And I don't know, I guess just the way I look at it, like worst case, made me think it was going to be so close. And I think I got there like 7:32 and they closed at 8. But I think just the combination of the cues being off and just not being certain about how far away it was, I think just maybe look at it as worst case, like even more. So anyway, luckily I made it. Got my resupply. Met a touring guy there who's going to be camping out back. They let cyclists camp out back. And he was asking if I was going to get the grants. And I said, I don't know. It depends on the wind. And he was kind of encouraging. So I'm awake. I'm in the mood. I can get some miles. I don't care about running late. Since it's late in the race anyway, it won't really screw up my schedule. So I'm going to give it a shot. Just not pedaling hard. Just going to pedal longer. Especially after my little sprint fiasco before the resupply. So we'll see how it goes. I might get tired a few hours before and fall off and sleep. See how it goes. Maybe the motivation of one last comfortable bed to sleep in will get me there. Because I think tomorrow night will be somewhere a little bit before the club, maybe. I don't know. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. Very happy to be after that resupply and have that done, because I'm very relaxed. Took another hour for the wind to die down. It's still a little bit of a breezy cross quarter headwind, but it feels like absolutely nothing compared to earlier. So just going to roll on, take it easy. The temperature is great. The views with the sunset were amazing. Yeah. I think that's about it. I'm not sure. I think the section's pretty spotty from Grant's on. Kind of amazed. I've had fantastic reception this whole Choco alternate. So Collins may be limited, but I'll do my best. Talk to you later.